the melacha of shochet, which literally means slaughtering, but it basically is netilas neshama, taking the life of any animal, or human being for that matter. This was the next melacha, after you captured the animals, that you needed their hides for the coverings of the Mishkan. So then you killed the animal and then took off its hide. So the malacha is anything that causes the death of animal life, and that is in any way. In other words, you step on it, you shoot it, you spray bug spray to kill it, wash it down the drain and drown it. Anything like that is chayiv. All the halachas, obviously, of Eino Miskaven and Psikresha, if you have ants in your sink, and if by turning on the sink you're surely going to drown the ants, then even though that's not your kavana, it's aser, it's Psikresha. If it's possible you won't drown the ants, and your intention is not to drown them, right, then it could be you're allowed to turn on the sink. That's like any malacha. It's not special to this one. Animals or insects or whatever that are a danger to life, so you're allowed to kill them. They're poisonous snakes. If they're attacking, then you definitely are allowed to kill them, if they're obviously life-threatening. If they're not attacking, so then it depends. If there are children around and these things therefore are dangerous and the children can't be warned and they don't know to keep away or whatever, that you can kill them even if they're not attacking. So most poisonous snakes here, we hold that you're allowed to kill no matter what, even if they're not attacking you. And the same thing goes for scorpions. Scorpions are life-threatening for children. And therefore there's children always around. If you see a scorpion on Shabbos, you're allowed to kill it. You should try to kill it, though, in an unobvious way. No, not unconventional, unobvious. In other words, just by, walk over it as if you're just stomp walking, but not, you know, jump on it, stamp on it, or whatever, where it's obvious that you're doing it to kill it.
They don't usually die when you just walk on it.
Okay, then you're allowed to use the force too.
I tried 6 tornadoes in one day.
What? if you have a soft, you can kill it.
What is just walking over? What does that do?
Kills it. It kills it in a way that other people may learn from you to do it in the times that aren't okay. This way, nobody's gonna learn from you anything. Okay, but that's clear. Here, you're allowed to kill scorpions even if they're not attacking anybody, because they are a danger to children.
Whether you can or you should, like if it's...
You should.
And what if it's not in your house, or you're just walking down the street, you see...
Right, because there are other people going to be walking down the street and may not see it, and they'll see them.
Or barbatures around.
Right, scorpions are dangerous things. And if a child is bit by a scorpion, right, even an adult, but if children for sure, is mamish sakonis nefashis. So, and the same thing goes with poisonous snakes. Other things here, bees, for people who are allergic to bees, are also sakonis nefashis. Somebody who's allergic to bees is allowed to kill a bee. Or if there's somebody around who's allergic to bees, you're allowed to kill the bee for their sake. Things that are not life-threatening, but harmful, painful, or whatever, you're not allowed to kill them. The most you're allowed to do, we learned this already, is to catch them, capture them so they won't cause you harm, but that's only where it's mamish pain, not just discomfort, not that they're annoying. They'll bite you and cause you pain or sting you or whatever. What you are allowed to do, you're not allowed to spray, bug spray, to kill bugs, even if the bugs have a way out. So it's not a psychratia, but your intention is to kill them. So even if you leave a window open, right, and don't spray it directly on the bugs, You're just making it uncomfortable for them to be in the house, and they'll then choose to be outside in the fresh air. That's also usher. But if the bugs are really annoying you, or they are, they can harm you, can't kill you, but they can harm you, right? Then it could be that you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to spray in the air, right? Leave the windows open so they can go away, and this way let them know they're not welcome. Okay, wish we could do that with people, but in any case, it works by bugs. The bugs will get the hint. What you also can do is the following. If you have an infestation in your kitchen and it's really annoying, you have ants. Normally ants, except red ants, and here we don't have red ants, but where I used to come from, Miami, there were nice, very painful red ants. But here the ants are just annoying. So you can't really do anything to them. But if they're in your kitchen and you're really disgusted, what you can do is spray bug spray around the periphery of the area where they are to keep them from spreading out. You're not spraying it on them, okay? You're just spraying it in a way that they'll stay away, right, from the place where you sprayed. And that way you're not, if they get killed, they're causing their death. Right? They don't have to go there. But at least you're protecting your kitchen. They shouldn't spread over the whole kitchen. Okay, what else? By Shochet, there is an exception to this, and that is killing lice. You're allowed to kill head lice on Shabbos, which is a surprise to me. Before I went to this halachas, I was under the impression that this halacha really doesn't apply today. For a few reasons. The Gemara says that lice do not reproduce. They don't. Right. They don't reproduce sexually. They come from the sweat or whatever. And therefore there's no issue to kill them because it has to be similar to what was in the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they killed the Elim, right? The rams that reproduce like all animals reproduce. But these don't come from male and female, and therefore you're allowed to kill them. Now, first of all,